All this week, CBC has been marking the 70th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands. Ottawa's Bob Hanley was there when it happened. His old photo albums are filled with black and white images from the years he spent overseas.
There's the airplanes. That's their Spitfires. That's their group of pilots, I think. And there's a crashed one. And there's the officers I worked with. Bill Disher, I remember him. He's from Montreal.
Cora Soerlund was also in the Netherlands. She was 4 years old when the German occupation began.
With the occupation, it was so that after when it was dark, everything had to be dark. There were not allowed to be any lights coming from the places.
Well, Cora was nine when the Canadians liberated her village. Now, in a twist of fate, they both live in the Pearly Rideau village here in Ottawa. And Hallie Cotton met up with them both this week. Good morning, Hallie.
Good morning, Robin.
So both these people survived the war, ended up living in the same complex. I'm interested to hear how their individual journeys brought them to the same place.
Well, Bob told me he grew up on a farm outside of Saskatoon, one of four brothers. And the family decided that two of the boys would stay on the farm and the other two would join up. So his brother Alexander joined the army, ended up being killed in Italy. Bob joined the RCAF and became an aircraft technician.
And what about Cora?
Well, as you mentioned, she was living in the Netherlands when the Germans rolled in. She was born in The Hague, but she and her brother Andre were sent away from The Hague to a rural village, and that would prove to be key. Now, her memories, and she admits this, her memories of the earliest years of the war faded. I mean, she was a very young child when it began, but despite all the years, the 70 years that have passed since liberation, both Cora and Bob agreed to share their memories of the war and eventually the liberation of Holland.
And I was one of the first engineer officers to go into Normandy. The Germans were pushed back from Normandy up through France, Belgium, up into Grave, into Holland.
We went to a small place in Gelderland. I was not with my parents, and I lived there the war years, and I spent there about four or five years. I remember that when they, in the 1940, that they came in, the Germans, marching. I was living at that time in The Hague, and I was with my parents, with my mother, through The Hague, through the streets. And it was, to me, it was more like, as a young child, I was only four, going on five, something different, something exciting. But, I mean, I didn't understand at all.
The sky was full of airplanes. Right at that point is where we start seeing the offensive from the Germans. We lost 79 people in a day. The Germans had already broken the dikes and the water was starting to come in. There was people killed within, 12 people within 10 feet of me. It just happened I got missed, that's all. Twice I remember that I was very, very frightened. I prayed, and I prayed hard.
The planes, when the planes came, dropped the bombs, and sometimes you were outside, you had to hide, you know, go flat on the side of the road. And I remember when we were in the schools, if that happened, if they hear the planes, we had to sit practically under our desk, and you hear them coming. You had to make sure that you were going to somewhere safe, because you didn't ever know where they dropped them. And when they dropped something down, it was a singing sound. That, I think, was as a child more scary than anything else.
As we moved into Holland, we saw the windmills. There were windmills all over the place. And the other thing I noticed was dikes. And the dike was built high enough so that it would be a road on the top of it. There were mushrooms all along the dikes. Nice white mushrooms, and we used to pick the mushrooms up and take them to the mess, and they would cook them for us.
We cut some potatoes, and we cut the vegetables, berries in the outside world, you know, and I myself never suffered as much, but I know that on the southern part of Holland, where The Hague is, and Amsterdam, and on the coast side, they really, really suffered a lot. Honestly, they didn't have anything.
We would go to the mess hall and pick up a bundle of meat so we could take it to the farm wife, and she would cook. And she she cooked a beautiful meal, and at the end of the meal, she took out a package of tea. She said, I have this tea. I've saved this for a special occasion. I've saved it for 4 years, and this is the special occasion. To us, it was a very special occasion.
But I can remember from the liberation. Where I lived, it was down in April. One day, all of a sudden, they told us the Canadians had come, they said. And the first impression of me was the trees will be going again, but the freedom of the going to be outside. So you, as a child, it was just freedom. The Canadians, you know, they said the Canadians are coming, the Canadians are coming. So the Canadians were, and did you say Canadians?
Canadians. Canadians.
They always admired Canadians. And there was something about the Dutch people I liked. Mm-hmm. We had pilots that had been shot down, and they escaped. He went to the first farm home, and they gave him a pair of boots. So he would go to the other farm, and they would give him, like, a pants. And from there, on to another one. After a while, he was able to walk down the roads. He looked just like the other people. There's stories like that.
When you're that age, whatever happened in your life, it passes. You know, it is just day by day, something that you can do nothing about. That was my life. My husband wanted to immigrate, and then choice New Zealand, Australia, or Canada. Lots of Dutch people choose Canada because of the relationship that they came to free us, and the name Canada was marked in practically in your head, you know, as a young child, Canadians, Canada. And that is why when I moved in the building here, that I, in the hope that I would meet one of them.
Those are the voices of 94-year-old Bob Hanley and 79-year-old Cora Suurlend. 70 years ago this week, they were part of the liberation of the Netherlands. Hallie Cottenham sat down with them. She's still here in the studio with me. Do they know each other?
Not really, no. They have met, you know, especially since there have been events marking the 70th anniversary. But just to give you a sense, Bob and his wife Terry live in one building on the Pearly Complex, and Cora lives in another building about 100 meters away. It's interesting. She volunteers with the Pearly's Happy Feet program, in which she sort of takes veterans out here and there. But the former soldier that she's been assigned to is a veteran of the Korean War, so not the Dutch War, but she was, or the war in Europe, rather. But she was delighted to meet Bob.
And just another note, later this month, 45 members of the Netherlands Air Force Orchestra are going to be traveling to Ottawa to perform a concert at the Pearly as a tribute to the Canadian vets who helped to liberate the country. And so we will keep you tuned in to that as well.